JSE's reforms reshape South African capital markets for future growth. André de Lange, Director of Corporate and Commercial at Cliff Dekker Hofmeer, CDH, and Logan Hufke, Director at PSG Capital. Recent progress made at the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, JSE, has signaled a renewed confidence in South Africa's capital markets, highlighting the institution's critical role in growing the economy. While market conditions have presented challenges, André de Lange, Director Corporate and Commercial from leading law firm Cliff Dekker Hofmeer, CDH, believes the JSE has demonstrated resilience through more accessible listings, an attractive prospect for companies looking to unlock value. De Lange points to a deal that recently moved the needle on this shift, the successful unbundling and listing of We Buy Cars. Nominated for Deal of the Year at this year's Ansarada Dealmakers Annual Gala Awards, he says this transaction is a testament to the JSE's ability to facilitate value creation. It proves that listing remains a viable option despite growing economic complexities. The strong investor response and post-listing performance reaffirmed businesses can still find deep pools of capital on the JSE to support expansion and long-term growth, says de Lange. Revitalizing the JSE, a commitment to business growth. Over the last few years, the JSE has introduced several key initiatives to improve market participation and enhance South Africa's investment landscape. Director at PSG Capital, Logan Hufke was nominated for two awards at this year's Dealmakers Awards, including Dealmaker of the Year for her role in the We Buy Cars deal and Private Equity Deal of the Year for the Pan-African Infrastructure Development Fund's disposal of assets to Harith Infra Co. Hufke says the exchange has prioritized its segmentation and simplification projects, reforms designed to ease regulatory burdens and create an enabling listing environment. By cutting red tape and simplifying requirements, the JSE is rightfully eliminating unnecessary complexity and fostering greater market participation for businesses and for investors, says Hufke. Beyond simplification, de Lange of CDH says segmentation initiatives have also been introduced to support the ease of raising capital and undertaking corporate actions by smaller companies while maintaining investor confidence through disclosure and appropriate safeguards. By tailoring listing requirements to different company sizes and risk profiles, de Lange says the JSE is creating a more inclusive marketplace to better accommodate businesses at various stages of growth. The significance for South Africa's economy. Hufke of PSG Capital says the future is bright for business in South Africa. The listing dream, where established businesses can access deeper pools of capital, private equity funds find their exit, and businesses realize their full potential, can clearly still be achieved, says Hufke. Yes, delistings have dominated sentiment in recent times, but I'm happy to see we have reached a turning point. She notes the resurgence of interest in the JSE is more than just a win for the stock exchange. It is a positive development for the entire country. More listings on the JSE means increased investment opportunities for South African investors, to help such individuals build wealth and contribute to economic growth. Moreover, Hufke says more businesses need to choose to list locally rather than find refuge in foreign capital. We believe in the value and potential of SA Inc. We are reinforcing the notion that homegrown businesses can flourish on South African soil. The We Buy Cars listing, its share performance since listing and its initial distribution to shareholders is a tangible example. Importantly, this renewed momentum may also attract foreign investors looking for stable, well-regulated markets. Hufke says the JSE's efforts to reduce red tape and improve accessibility positions South Africa as an attractive investment destination, countering the prevailing sentiment around delistings and market exits. Looking ahead, de Lange of CDH believes the JSE's latest efforts are laying the groundwork for a stronger, more accessible market. By simplifying listing requirements, reducing red tape, and introducing segmentation strategies, the exchange is proving that South African businesses, whether small or established enterprises, can still find deep pools of capital at home. With a streamlined regulatory environment and a well-capitalized market, More companies will look to the JSE as a vehicle for growth, expansion, and capital raising, says DeLange. This will likely pave the way for more primary and secondary listings in the near future, helping to deepen South Africa's investment ecosystem and strengthen the economy. DeLange concludes, with these reforms, the JSE is not just adapting, it's redefining its role as a catalyst for economic growth. As more companies rediscover the power of listing locally, South Africa's capital markets are primed for a resurgence. Ends. Author, at André DeLange, Cliff Decker Hofmeer plus posts. Bio: this author does not have any more posts. At Logan Hufke, PSG Capital plus posts. Bio: this author does not have any more posts. Share on your socials.